Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Yeah. I will meet one day far away and say, baby, I wish I knew you. I wish I knew you before.
Fraud. He's a fraud.
Dead right.
Mate, you were just practicing for 2 minutes,
know,
isn't
it? He went blank there.
You're an aspiring musician and you've just fucked it.
I'm so nervous, eh? Yeah. That's why I've got a couple of spots here. I don't know how to see
them. He needs to start bringing a guitar set.
I know. So talented.
I'm half decent.
Did you gain lessons, Amy?
What?
Would you give him lessons?
I'm not.
You won't even give me lessons.
You're learning?
I tried to learn myself, but it's too hard.
Is he good?
I felt like I was strumming a guitar with a boxing glove on.
Wonderwall. That's Wonderwall.
Let's hear it for us.
No.
And after all.
Can I sing?
You're my Wonderwall.
You know the ones to that one.
Do you know what, actually, we need to introduce them to the show, actually. This show's turned into a bit of shambles, isn't it? Even McDonald and Richard Foster, amazing.
Watching best, isn't it, Scotland?
Second best in Scotland after George and Susan Sloan.
Aye. Happy Father's Day today, innit?
Oh, well. Happy Father's Day to the dads.
Everybody. Big Kev, that was an inspirational story today, big man, innit?
Oh, this car. Aye, Father's Day is obviously amazing because I've got four kids. It obviously reflects on my own dad that's not here. And I think if my dad was here now watching this, he'd pure love this. I think he'd be up there with George Slane.
My dad's not even asked about it. He's not even messaged about it at all.
I mean, your dad's not even asked about you, so hey.
Right. I'll actually need to find my kid's dad today and wish him a happy family.
Do you know who his dad is? Jack Nicklaus.
Wait, what is that?
What is that jumper? That has got to go.
You're dressed like a Lisbon Lion. You will be having this. You have got a bit of it, you know?
I think it's all right.
Thanks, pal. Cheers. Yeah.
Would you make me wear it?
Sri Lankan cricket.
Right, he's been getting in. Have you watching the tournament?
Offa.
Oh, do you do the offa?
Watch it, I thought it's gone.
Grosvenor Sport, they're our partners. Big company into Grosvenor Sport. You bet with them? Yes, say yes, thanks.
Well, I don't. I'm not on football, obviously. I'm not allowed to
bet.
But
you've heard of them.
Big fish. When you bet £10 on a home nation match, you get £30 in free bets, which is unbelievable.
Brilliant.
There's not many offers going to be like that, is there?
£10 on Scotland to qualify, is that what you're saying?
Getting 30 quid back.
Money,
right, you've been watching it? Who's impressed you?
For the most part, probably Italy.
Germany last night.
You love Germany, so you've got a bit of connection.
They were getting written off after that first game against France, and they seem to be one of the only countries that can just perform under pressure. We need to go in here, we need to go and get the win, and they've done it easily.
They were very, very good. The boy, was it Gosens?
Left.
I know.
Never watched it, mate.
You've got a different mentality, mate, for the rest, haven't you?
I think if you watched the first game with Portugal, how good Portugal were, and people think, you know what, by the way, and Germany's turned them over quite comfortably, so it's going to be interesting because teams that we thought who are favourites at the beginning, like with France, a dodgy result against, who did they draw with?
Hungary.
And then Spain's drew again.
England apparently, they were going to be amazing.
Coming home.
I haven't done well, didn't I?
So what I want to ask, where were you watching the game the other night, the England game? Scotland, England?
I was just watching it at my neighbour's house. They've got a big cinema room, and it was great, so we had it on the big screen.
How the other half live, how the rich people live.
It's not me. I was up the road, my wee man.
Where were you?
I was watching it at my mum and dad's TV.
It was the big fat box in the back of the telly.
How special was that night, though?
To be fair, Scotland are really good. England were fucking It was actually nice to see them like that, because you hear so much shite about how good they're going to be.
Yes, boys, yeah. Love it. Yes.
You watch them and you go, they're not that good.
How though? Like that's what I don't get. Like, how can they be so poor every tournament with that squad?
Because it's almost like they've got too many good players. England have always been the same. They can never get the balance right. Two sitting midfielders against Scotland, who you know are going to sit in against you.
You said that yesterday.
Stupid.
Uh-huh. Jake Southgate's. Think he's going to be the guy that kills him, because the teams that he's picking to me are not right.
He seems to be kind of loyal to too many, doesn't he? And I don't know. They were just dead flat, and he never even tried to change it. So
for England, because they've virtually qualified, he will change it for the final game against the Czechs, and he might end up getting lucky because he's got that opportunity to change it. I think he'll maybe throw in a couple of guys that maybe, like Jadon Sancho was talking about going to Man United for over 100 million. The guy's not even played one single minute yet. Jude Bellingham, the next big thing, he's not even played a minute.
Don't
so
know how Grealish isn't playing
as well.
So I think he might get away with the fact that he's got a free rein at the game against the Czech Republic, and you might end up seeing like a different animal in the kind of latter stages, but who knows?
Do you know what doesn't help as well, Si, when the likes of Gary Neville are coming out saying that Gareth Southgate's England's biggest asset?
No, what is he talking about?
That? What a load of nonsense that is.
I know.
You get it, your mates, but biggest asset when they've got players that are getting linked with 100 million plus moves.
Go and shave your task, Gary.
Yeah, exactly.
Big
what Scottish players do you like? Who do you like, Amy?
Don't stay Stephen O'Donnell.
Stephen O'Donnell.
Yeah!
Yes! The national hero.
What a guy.
I know.
Do you actually? No.
What?
Do you actually like him?
I'm just because Foz gets very tender when people play in his position.
That's fair. we all do. We all want him to have a big stint with Slaney.
And don't even talk about no getting League One Team of the Year. That's another story.
Did you not get in that?
No.
Who was the left back?
No, he didn't
Boy
get
for
in.
Airdrie.
And then I had to listen to the stats from the guy that did get in.
Six clean sheets and two assists. I got 11 and 3, but whatever.
Not that you failed.
Anyway, sorry.
It's a conspiracy, yeah.
Tuesday, we're going to do it.
I think so.
So we'll get a win against Croatia?
I think we might get a win against Croatia then what will happen is that the luck will not go our way and we'll be one of the only third place wins.
I don't want to put a damper on things, right, but we've not scored a goal.
That's the only thing.
We do have a tendency to get overexcited. Yeah. I have to say, like, we are still bottom of the table when we haven't scored one.
So if you're the manager, then how do we change that then? How do we get goals?
No, I think we keep
the same team.
It's worse not scoring a goal if you've no created chances. We've created loads of chances. And once the first one goes in, hopefully we get the second and things will look a lot more.
The full place, you know, like when you walk about the town or you walk, everybody just loves each other.
Aye. Yeah, it's nice.
It's so nice after all this crap that we've had, it finally feels like you've got something else to focus on and everybody's just buzzing and happy.
You just keep getting off of everyone, don't everyone you meet, you're getting off them, aren't you?
That's why you get so many spots in your chin.
Oh, wow! Richard Foster's on fire! By the way, we need to say it. Look, what about the sneaks? Anyone notice them when they came in?
What, Steve Clark's?
That's what I was going to say, he's rivaling Steve. Do you know Steve Clark's been Balenciaga's?
Was he?
Supposedly he's wanting to be at the hotel with big Balenciagas on.
Shop runners he's got one.
But Foster's got the Louis V's on.
Looks smart, isn't he? Looks smart.
Like
you
that.
Like Paul?
Imagine if he's got a joke.
Should we tell them the announcement we made last night?
What's
that? That's the comfort because he came from my gear when I was on sports team one night, so.
This guy's here is everything. He's on it. I love it.
You know what? Actually, seeing this and they were coming on, I was like, fuck, have I said it before? I was going to make an excuse. I'm not to come this morning.
Should we tell them the announcement we made live on a live show last night? What happens if Scotland goes through?
Oh, that's right. If Scotland go through, we'll get tattoos.
Me and Si are going to get an open goal tattoo live on the podcast.
Oh, really?
Honestly,
you should use two in.
You fancy it?
Open goal tattoo on the podcast.
Did you get a Scotland one? Because you're in your tattoos, aren't you?
I've already got a Scotland one.
Oh, have you? Been about?
Just a little butterfly. Just a little Scotland butterfly.
Oh, I love that. Darren will do it for us, won't he?
Aye, definitely.
Oh, look at this guy.
Yeah. I got that. Got that when I was at Rangers. When I was wanting independence, I went down really well.
Did you?
Out of defiance.
Under armour every week.
So what tattoo he's actually going to get out and go? Well, what, he's just an OG?
Aye, but then might put your face next to it because you're the star, aren't you?
Dear bro.
Have you seen Amy's tweet? She's got Rio Ferdinand on toast. Yes, Amy! Yay. So has it went viral, huh?
I don't know about that, but loads how many of people views? Watched it. Like 700,000 or something.
That's just, what is that, 50,000 less than what we get?
I think so. That's viral to me though, 700,000 views.
It'll be over 700,000 after this, obviously. Yeah,
so what did it annoy you when he said that? Were you actually watching it at the time when
it
he said
it? It doesn't annoy me, it just makes me laugh. I just think, why do you, like, it's basically just you know that it's going to come back and bite you on the arse. Like, why even say it? Just
he would
like,
love someone to come back and bite him on the arse though.
Has he responded to it, Finland?
I think he did. I think he responded, but Lineker asked him about it last night, and he got quite defensive about it, and he was like, "Oh, I'm just a fan. Like, I'm just a fan, like everybody else. You can't have a go at me for just being a fan." And it's like, oh, but it's just the way they say it. It's just like a matter of fact.
But and when you're on the media, you need to be more than just a fan when you have the presence that he does on the TV and stuff. So,
did you see Andy Goldstein on TalkSport? He was every bit as bad, man. See what he was saying. He was saying, congratulations to Scotland. Yeah, I think, fair play. But then all the condescending stuff came after them.
Yeah, they're
like, they weren't even that good. England were just pathetic.
I can't stand that.
We need to get, when are we Zoom calling O'Hara? We've got Jamie O'Hara on toast.
He said it was going to be 4-0, didn't he?
He said it was going to be 4-0 Scotland. He called it, didn't he?
Pickford's going to score, didn't he? Said Pickford's going to score.
So we need to get a Zoom call with that old slug, don't we?
That little turd.
You played in South Richard, that is quite condescending, isn't it?
I was probably not as patriotic as I am now beforehand, and then you go down to England, I was in Bristol, lovely part of the world to live in, but...
Liver, it's like that, isn't it?
But they just don't care about Scotland at all. No. Like, they honestly thought Glasgow was in north of Scotland. One of the biggest cities in Britain.
What part of Scotland's Glasgow?
What do you mean?
Is it north, south, east or west?
North. West.
Even the dressing room we had with McInnes, they never really gave him a chance because he was for Scotland, and I didn't enjoy it at all. And then you come back up here, and the banter's different in the dressing room as well. They don't like any banter. They're all too self-absorbed and take themselves too seriously.
You'd have been the same, Kev.
Sunderland, they kind of got it a wee bit, but like you say, the further south you go, it gets worse and worse. It's just a lack of respect, and like you say, their banter in the change room, what they think's hilarious, you're sitting there thinking, oh, shut up. Like, it's really, really grim.
They're weird, but aren't they?
Aye.
But when you were at MK Dons, I heard you badmouthed the Scottish game when you were done that.
Slaughtered it every goal. No, I did. You might have just fit in, didn't you? No, but it's weird. Remember, when I was doing there, so many people were like, oh, this guy's mental and stuff like that. And we went a 2-day, like, the night out. And see the next day, like the Christmas do. They were drinking green tea, mate, in the morning, yeah, Christmas do. They're all mental.
They've got a different pattern in there, don't they?
Green tea.
I think Scottish.
This show's never moving down south now.
No.
There's no chance.
I think the big part about Scottish part is sarcasm in it. I just don't think English people get their sarcasm, which is why they're no funny, basically.
What about this then? Most famous person you've met at a football match? This man, Rod Stewart. Hounded you, is that right?
He was asking me questions about what it's like in the dressing room, like at Parkhead, and you're playing Celtic. Usually shite you
get.
Foz went to the toilet and Rod came over to me and said, I've got so many questions I want to ask him. And I was like, well, ask him. And he was like, oh, but you think that would be annoying? And I was like, this is so fun, this conversation. And I was like, no, it'll be fine, he won't be bothered. So he came back and it was just like, what happens at half time when you're playing Celtic in your dressing room? That was what
he
wanted
to know. Such a gentleman. Every time he left the table, he'd stand up.
I'd stand up.
Every time what?
Amy got up to go up. Like,
oh, he would stand up?
He
was the only one, just as like being a gentleman and that. I was like, what a guy.
Super. Oh, yeah. Love that. Cool. Did you ask him anything first?
No.
I would ask him something.
Oh, I'd have been peppering on the questions.
But my question being, why are we a Rangers fan up to 25?
If you want my body and you think I'm sexy, come on sugar, let
you need to learn the words of songs.
That's the worst thing about this show, they start singing songs and they don't know any words.
What's the worst one yet? Last night was the one I forgot.
Mate, Caledonia. You start singing Caledonia every live show and you sing the first two words, you don't know the rest, so you leave it silent for 30 seconds. It's the most awkward 10 seconds of the show.
Crowd pull you at home, but I don't know. I don't know either. They're all just staring at each other, aren't they?
Yes. It's bad. What, who else is good guys? Famous people? All the famous stuff, do you know?
You've met way more than me.
Gosh. What, at football match?
Football. Just anyone else at football now?
I don't know if about at football. I went to the German managers came to a few of my gigs before.
Wow.
And because we'd got him tickets to the gig, he was like, well, if you ever want to come to a match, just let me know. And obviously a couple of years ago, Scotland were in Germany's group qualifying. So he gets in touch and says, do you want to come over? It was Dortmund to the match and all of that. So I was buzzing, my mates were all buzzing. They sorted everything for us. We got picked up at the airport in a big blacked out window car with the logo on the side of it, wow. And driven right into the stadium where all the players go. So everybody's like trying to look in the windows of who's this important person. And it's like us, Jake Balls from Bishop Briggs.
Jake Balls.
And it was a free bar and you're allowed to you're allowed to take the booze out into the stand. And it was like champagne and stuff, and Scotland scored, and my friend tipped champagne all over the back of the guy that was in front of us.
Yes,
so
it
was then raging. So we then had to get up, and we've just walked all the way around the stadium, found the Tartan Army, and just went, right, budge along.
And amongst the Tartan Army?
Just squeezed in, didn't even have a seat.
Just as well they didn't have a glass of Bucky on them. Just that on somebody's back.
Tell me you never done his disgusting thing that he does.
I don't, that's unfair. I think he's just been caught a few awkward times.
I don't think he's sniffing his fingers.
Yeah,
when you're thinking about something.
Yeah. All right, well,
I've met him loads of times. In the
is he a top man, is he?
Has he ever sniffed his bum when you met him?
No, we haven't.
Andy Constant, you played him at Aberdeen. Boogie's crazy, isn't it?
Every time you
turn the telly on, people are singing it. It's amazing.
You couldn't, like, he's such a quiet guy as well. Yeah. You probably know
gee
that.
Gee whiz, that's what he said. Gee whiz.
But in that video, he just looked so out of character. You're just thinking, but then it's a finger in the mouth. That's a bit better. It's hard to watch. But fair play to him because he's embraced it, and obviously now the whole country's embraced
it. Is that where this came from? Because I've heard a few different conflicting stories. Is it because of
him? Have you seen the video about a year? Was it a year ago?
I remember that happening, but I didn't know if that's exactly why everybody latched on to it.
A few people's trying to claim it, aren't they?
Yeah. Embarrassing.
Si brought the video to the table one day and we watched it, and then every now and then during each podcast
we would sing it.
In the early days we would just throw it out there, start singing it, so everybody kept wondering why are they singing this song. And then obviously when it surfaced on the
Tierney played it in the dressing room, obviously.
Tierney played it when obviously the Scotland team would watch the show because they like the banter. And then when they qualified it came on the dressing room, and that's kind of how it taken there. So we've got a part of it, I would say.
My favourite bit of the story too is he's like, my uncle's like a really like a well-known property developer in Aberdeen.
Aberdeen Constantine.
And he says that he goes into things and people are like, are you that guy for that Andy Constantine video?
No way.
I was a wee bit, that was the one I wish it got in the squad.
But supposedly the reason Steve Clark, he wasn't in the squad, is he stood on his Balenciagas.
Oh, is that
right? Big feet in, Steve Clark was raging it. Jake Constantine should have made it? Nah.
I think he gives us something a bit different. He's more defensively minded than Tierney, obviously. I'm not saying he should play instead of him, but I think he'd done really well in the games he played. Yeah, and I just thought again, like Slaney, it's one of those where you think, if there's going to be one guy you want to make it, probably him. I mean, Gallagher's done well, but he's not really played much this season for Motherwell. Maybe because of getting ahead of him, I don't know. But yeah, he's just a good guy, Andy. So you do wish him. I did wish that he got in. Like
any Aberdeen boys in the Scotland squad, is Armstrong Aberdeen?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When everyone's on the same page, getting things done at work is easy. No matter what you do or what industry you're in, how you communicate is key. Everything you type is equally important to collaboration, and Grammarly can help. Think of it as your AI writing partner, empowering you to communicate effectively and efficiently so you can make a bigger impact in the workplace. 96% of Grammarly users say it helps them craft more impactful writing. And as the gold standard of responsible AI, Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that allows your team to make their point and move faster. By understanding your writing in context, Grammarly provides relevant, personalized suggestions. And with tone suggestions, you can navigate even the most difficult work conversations. You can also save time from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds with one click. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said, done.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.
I don't know where he's from.
Oh, I don't think so.
The Aberdeen
he's very well spoken, Stuart Armstrong. He's got a law degree.
He's got a law degree. But he was stupid enough to try and get the 2-3 kicks off Lee Griffiths. You know that?
He was also stupid enough not to kick the fucking ball away.
Right, Roddy McCollum. How's it been working for him? I like him, mate.
He's been really good. He's brilliant with me. He's one of the older ones. Kind of honest, but he's a good laugh as well. And he's old school, but it's weird because he treats the young ones like you'd expect. You know, like he does. They miss out runs and don't do all the work that we do some of the times, as do I. But no, he's just a genuine guy. He's good banter. Like I say, because I'm one of the older ones, he gives me a bit of respect. And you know, pre-season just there, I missed half the runs one of the days, which is nice.
Well, he just says take that.
I think we're doing 10 runs, and he's just like, right, you do the first 5, and that's it.
What age do you hit before managers start allowing you to do that? Because I can't wait.
32, I would say that.
Absolutely, 32, 33, yeah.
I can't wait.
You got the same me and Connor yesterday.
32, 33
yet?
No, I'm 29 yet.
You've got a few years left, Andy boy, aren't you?
Is that government paper around me? It's no easy.
You used to play against each other?
A few times,
I can imagine you used to having a bit of needle on the pitch.
A wee bit.
I can imagine it.
He done me an absolute cracker though, because the ball broke and I'm thinking, right, this is it, you're getting it here. And I'm charging in like a maniac, big sliding tackle, he just does that Zidane turn around me. I was like, fuck.
Did you, Andrew?
I don't know where it came from. I had an out-of-body experience.
It's Andy Halliday, he's coming in for a tackle here. That's all he's going to do. I'm going to go right in this, and he just does me, and I'm just like, right, brilliant.
Last night, Andy, he said that he was one of the...
Most underrated technical players.
Underrated technical ability players.
I'm the worst player ever. The way they talk to me every night, I'm just the worst player in the world, so I just need to back myself up sometimes.
Yeah, but what I was saying, we were talking about earlier, how hard's it been for a musician the last year and a half?
Shite.
I know, but the record sales still coming in that, didn't they?
Well, yeah, you obviously still sell albums and stuff, but with shops closed as well, that had an impact, and with streaming, like, I may as well go out with a hat and collect pennies in the street with the money that you get from streaming.
Oh, really,
so
right.
it's just a bit shit. Like, gigs are where you kind of earn your living, so it's just a bit crap that everything's just ended, but hopefully it'll come back.
You have more time to write more music because
of it. Yes, but I'm a lazy bastard.
It's a bit of nervousness. Paul says he's writing a month on, a month off.
Yeah.
It's taken him a month to write a couple of lines.
What's difficult as well, which Lewis probably finds as well, I write songs about stuff that happens to me and stuff that goes on, and everybody's life is just the same old crap right now. So it's like I've not got any experiences or anything to draw from. So I didn't want to write a bunch of songs about being in lockdown, because when we come out of this, nobody wants to be reminded of it. So it's like, yeah, I'll just leave that and do nothing and just put my feet up.
Do you go to each other's gigs? Like, do you go to Amy's gig and do you go to his fitmo?
I watch more football than he does gigs.
A lot of her gigs are obviously in Europe, and I go when I can, but the ones here I go to. But Amy's my biggest fan.
I go.
Well, no, your ma's probably my biggest fan. You.
Me and my mum just like, we like spending our Saturday afternoon at football. So my mum was gutted that this season, because she was like, oh, great, I can walk to Maryhill and go in, and obviously not being able to do
any of that.
It's such a
shame you never seen us give them a dinner at Firhill that day.
I just beat them at Firhill, aye?
1-0, mate.
How was he?
Annoying as fuck. just in the referees here the whole game.
I can tell.
To be fair, we just sat behind the ball, but I don't know. Amy, you saw chances early doors. If you score early, it's a different game. Yeah. But then you came up to Peterhead and battered us 3-0.
But that's good that day. Aye. But we scored in the first half and it makes a massive difference.
Amy, I was going to ask you, awesome. You obviously you sell albums all over the world, but when you're touring Europe, is there any country you go to where you think, wow, they love me here?
Switzerland has been the... I mean, Germany's great as well, but Switzerland is the best one because they have loads of money, so they pay you loads of money.
That's what it's all about, isn't it?
Exactly.
So you go to Switzerland and I'd just do these amazing gigs like that. The airport in Geneva, they have the Montreux Jazz Festival, which is like a big classic festival that's went for years. Like everybody's played there. And at Geneva Airport, which is the nearest airport to Montreux, you'd come down the escalators and there's a big, massive photograph of me.
Is that?
That's unreal, man.
That's amazing, yeah, stuff like that in places like that, isn't it?
Yeah, totally random. And nobody even told me it was there. I was just arriving one time.
Wow.
And I was like, oh, there I am.
You're going for a wee bit of the German look, aren't you, with the tash?
It's funny that, because it was Amy that made me shave my beard like this, so...
What nation is that?
Leave me, I'm fragile all day, man.
Does that count as a tash?
That is terrible. The wind will take this off.
I went to my first jazz night a couple of years ago, by the way. What a night I had.
Did you?
Unbelievable. Oramore in the West End. I was driving home for training, there was like a big sort of banner outside it, and it was like, what was the band called? Lettuce. And I was in the car with Scott Arfield, me and him were Googling it. It was a jazz band from Boston. So it was like a Tuesday night or something like that. But I'm going to go to this tonight, and it was unbelievable.
This is the most unexpected
story
ever.
Me and Scott Arfield ended up just going to Oramore for this jazz night. What a night we had.
It's almost as unexpected as a downturn he'd done on me.
Mr. Burgundy, you play the jazz flute? Is it like that? Or
Fancomer?
So is it pure?
It's genuine though, have you ever been to jazz night? No, you'd love it.
So there's no
right
words
now
in jazz, is that right?
They sang one song, it was like an old song, see that, like Get On Up. They sang that was the only song with words, and the rest was just sort of...
Him and Scott Arfield are weirdos, isn't they?
Embarrassing. I actually caught him there.
Who's saying it?
I was doing George Swing's trumpet.
Joel, I was weird at the Hydro.
No, but talk about the new album first, please, Paul.
The new album? What right an album it is.
Favourite song, Paul?
Favourite song, Paul, yeah, please.
Number eight's
a belter, isn't
it? Yeah, I'm missing out. It's an album of belters.
So what have you wrote about?
Everything.
Is it class? Is there any songs about Fuzz?
No.
Never mind. Nah.
There's maybe like one or whatnot, but I don't really write songs about Fuzz. He's not really an inspiring subject.
This is a life was about Fuzz, wasn't it?
I didn't even know.
She's a Fuzz, but you knew.
She stole it. Bewitched.
What?
C'est la vie means this is the life.
Oh, shut up.
Well, how did you meet? I want to hear that. Has anyone ever asked you that now?
We actually met at Lee Miller's wedding. Lee Miller.
Very handsome, and his wife's very gorgeous as well. That'd been a good wedding.
He is a handsome man.
Yes, he is.
So we actually met then. Which was like...
Because we sat beside each other at the wedding.
10 years ago or something.
So who kind of approached who? Was
that's the best story.
Right, come on then.
So was that a messenger on Twitter?
No, Foz messaged me.
I messaged you on Twitter initially, right? And then...
Saying what?
Just hi, how are you?
Just shite, like just absolute shite. And I was like, I know this guy's game.
Aye, but then a couple of weeks in, I get a message going, oh, there's not enough characters on Twitter. Here's my number.
No, that's...
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm man.
No, that's...
So you approached him, that's the story.
That's what you got from Andy, yep.
Where did he take your first date? Steve, you were taking Amy McDonald on first date, I would be
shitting yourself,
aye. So where did you take it?
Just to the restaurant right beside the house.
That's perfect, it could be
Andy Ammo.
Exactly.
Like home comfort.
Oh, Andy Ammo's nice, to be fair, little guy.
I don't know.
What, that Andy Ammo in Dumfries?
Hydro now in December.
Is it going to happen?
Richard Foster's the only man on this panel. It's not going to our person, sorry. It's going to the Hydro.
Yeah. So
I hope it's going to happen. I think it has to. Like, we can't still be in this crap come December. Like, so I think it will happen. Yeah, I'm hopeful.
Will you be a support act?
Can
we be your support act?
If you want, yeah.
You're no support act.
You need to learn words.
Here's a big question for Richard Forster. You can only go to one gig. What one are you choosing? Open Goal or Amy McDonald?
It's not a question. So? Open Goal. Yeah. I've heard our songs loads.
Do you practice?
No.
Never. She is a lazy bastard.
That's brilliant, isn't it?
That's cool, isn't it?
Just rock up and do the gig and up the road, huh?
I do. Little rehearsal as I can. My band like to do loads of rehearsals, so they'll end up in for a week and then I'll do the last day and then just do it.
You can't really... On your band, like,
no, not at all.
rock stars or pop stars are like quite, oh, you've got that wrong, or you just quite laid back?
No, we just have a laugh together. So like, it's just about, like, some of them have been with me since the beginning. Like, I was 17 when I met them, so we just have a good laugh, good. And it's fun.
You've had them since you were at the same band since you were 17?
Yeah, wow. Like, so my drummer I met before I even signed and whatnot, and he's played with me, not fully through because people have different commitments and stuff, but he's been playing with me again recently, so it's been nice. Yeah.
By the way, I need to say, have you watched Noel Gallagher's documentary on Sky Arts? He's playing his new music and he's also speaking.
No.
He's turned into David Brent.
How, you hate this documentary, didn't you?
Used to love him. See the Supersonic album, there are two heroes, isn't it? Watch him now, mate. He's so had a, I don't know what's happening.
What's he doing, but?
He's like, people ask me why I support you two. One, they're my mates. Two, they're brilliant. Three, we're brilliant. And I was like, what's happened to Noel Gallagher, man? You need to watch it, honestly. I don't know what's happened to me. He's went full David Brent.
I do, I need to watch it. But you get that with a lot of musicians, they just...
lose their heads.
Get to a certain... You be careful, by the way. You get to a certain stage and they just go...
No, but she's been cool with it. Do you know what I mean?
With some people, they're always surrounded by yes men, so they're always surrounded by people that are telling them
how... That's what I've done with these three.
How great they are, and it suddenly just goes to their head. Yeah, I don't know.
Strange. Anyone else ask questions? Love this.
I know, I would like to just stay for a wee now. What can we talk about now, Paul?
Do you get nervous backstage before you go on?
I don't get nervous doing my own gigs, just because you go out and whatever. The worst that can happen is you make a mistake, and people actually love it when you make a mistake. Like, they feel that you're kind of all in it together. I get nervous doing like live TV. Yeah, the worst one was doing that anthem at Hampden, absolutely shitting myself.
Oh, that would be tough. That would be horrible, man. But, did you do well?
I've done it loads of times, yeah. Uh-huh.
And you still get as nervous now?
Yeah, I've not done it in years. Like, they asked me before everything went to shit, basically. They said, would I go on the plane with the team to go and do it in when they had the playoffs and stuff like that? And I was like, oh, I don't know if
Brilliant.
I want
she
to
gets
do
a
that.
Chance to go on a plane in Afghanistan.
It's like, I don't know if I want to do that. Like, so I was umming and ahhing, and then obviously everything went crap anyway, so that never happened.
See how you, like, you know your football, so see if you go and watch him on a Saturday, you quite... of a criticalised performance, you'd say things to
I'll them. Be honest with him, I wouldn't be like necessarily...
You know when someone says I'm going to be honest, you know it's going to be negative.
No, it's not. I'll be like, oh, you've done that well and then that was shit and then you've done that, like, a wee shit sandwich. Like, with the honesty and then the compliment.
Have you ever get feedback for the gigs?
No, none. I'd know nothing about music.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Yeah. Do you ever disagree with her assessment on your performance? Do you ever hear that of you?
Not really.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think I'm quite honest.
Yeah, you are. Quite
like
honest.
When I'm shite, I'll say I'm shite.
Yeah.
Like the start of last season, I was shite.
Right.
And then I gradually got better.
I think you're just really unfit.
No, that's true. 9 months. No, but nine months.
No, then
walked in and then go back 35. Like body was like, what is this going on?
Yeah.
But then I eventually got over that and I actually feel better now than I did then. But aye, so I was pretty crap. But I'm usually quite honest about that when I'm shy. I don't know what you guys are like, but you tend to be your own worst critic, don't you?
Aye, definitely.
I think younger players are not like that now, eh? No. I think it's more the older boys that are, but the younger boys, that's fucking brilliant, they, aren't
they? Aye. Oh, there's some delusional people out there, by the way. Joshua Windass being the biggest. He just thinks he's a 9 out of 10 every week, no matter what happened. By the way, him and Cal had some argument up there on the balcony the other night.
What about?
Mate, it was just a nothing like question. Like, we were just talking, and then I just said, oh, you two must have played against each other this season, eh? And Josh just went, aye, scored two inside the first half an hour. And then Cal just went on one man. I was like, mate, you're doing now. You're man. Relegated League One. Don't even talk to me. I'm Championship. I'm only going up. And I was like, what have I started with these two, man?
And last question, Foz, you're going to go to management, yeah?
Hopefully going to go a bit of coaching this year and then kind of progress into management. That's the long-term plan anyway.
Would you prefer, the media stuff or coaching?
The media stuff is good. I do enjoy it, but I like, you want to be, you know, if you can't actually take part in training yourself, I want to be involved in it somehow. Yeah. So I want to do a bit of coaching and see, you know, I might do it and be rubbish at it. So then there's no future for me. But at the moment, that's definitely the plan.
Suppose when you're doing the media stuff and you're chatting about football and giving your opinion, it's always good to actually go and do it.
And try and
can say for yourself, wait a minute. What he's saying on TV or radio, whatever it may be, he can actually do it on the park, because a lot of people always say that thing, like, well, you go and take the job, look at Gary Neville, probably one of the greatest pundits they've got, and he was an absolute flop when it came to...
He's took the wrong club at the wrong time, so
I know, but Simon,
Valencia, you talk about Valencia?
Wrong club at wrong time. When is ever the right club at the right time?
You can't speak the language and you're going over there and they're in.
I feel sorry for me, that
one. Sorry, football's only one language.
Oh, I love that. Football's only one language, isn't it?
What is it?
Football didn't change from country to country just because you can't speak the language.
I know, but what is
the objective? Still the same. Football's the language.
Oh, I love that.
Aye.
I love that, Kev. You need to trademark that.
Uh-huh.
Football
is the
language. I've been quiet today. I say too much.
That's been said all the time, isn't it?
Pay me too much. Aye,
is that us then, done?
Is that us done?
Your decision, that's it. This is. I don't know why I read this, because it's your thing. Why don't you tell us about your decision?
But what is it? Have you got the results there?
No, I've not got your results, mate.
No.
We're too busy,
innit? Just explain to the people how you play.
You can get involved. You date, Sam. Shit, I get nervous for that shit.
Well, you can do this.
Come on, Paul.
You
need to take your stabilisers off your bike.
No,
come
I start stuttering. Come on. No, Amy, do you want to do it?
Do you want me to do it?
I
yes. £10,000.
Right.
That whole bit there.
Do I need to do it down the camera?
Aye. Can you do it? Let's see if you can do it down camera. It'd be very impressive, isn't it?
Are you trying to get a gig in the BBC?
She can get a job in the BBC anytime she likes.
You can get involved in the free-to-play game at home as well for a big chance to win big money.
Wow.
It's a simple yes and no game. £1,000 will be won in the fifth round, as well as an overall leaderboard prize of 10 grand. You have until 5 p.m. today to enter. Everyone who gets six or more right also gets a £10 free bet. Go to gsport.com/opengoal to play.
Thanks very much, guys. What a couple.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.